The defensive line started things off in a big way on Sunday against the Washington Redskins. Here to talk about it, defensive line coach Chris Wilson. This conversation, our interview here, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson here at the NovaCare Complex. Well, Chris, I mean, what a great start. Like, for you, this is everything you wanted. I know it's only 1 week. What's the message now to the team moving forward?
Well, we got a lot to build on now. You know, obviously we set the standard, what the expectations are, and we talk about that all the time. And you don't get to lower the bar once you set it. So, right. You know, we got some things that we can work on and obviously help us with a good Kansas City team coming in next week.
What did you like most about Sunday?
I like that we play with great effort. You know, a lot of things you can't control in this league, but your fundamentals and your effort were there. And we saw that throughout the game. And in tight ball games, which they're like that every week, that's going to be critical.
It seemed that you were able to move pieces around, which I guess the offense doesn't really know who's coming from where. Is that versatility part of the key to success that you want to keep going all year long?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, the more matchups we can create in our favor, the more people we can play, you know, obviously that helps you during a long stretch. It was 16 weeks, hopefully 20 plus. And so having that versatility is really going to be big for us throughout the season.
Do you feel, Chris, that all of your defensive ends can move inside to tackle in a nickel situation?
Yeah, you know, I won't say that. You know, I think we have a few guys that are more comfortable in that environment because obviously you're surrounded at that point by inside and outside. But I feel like we got enough guys, and including our tackles, that give us a good mix inside.
Brandon Graham, talk about his first performance after that really terrific 2016 season.
I think he started where he left off. Played at a Pro Bowl caliber level, was instrumental when the game really mattered. And again, he flashed all game. So I was excited to see him pick up where he left off from last year.
And Fletcher going against Brandon Scherff, a Pro Bowler for the first time last year, really tough customer.
Well, yeah, I give Fletcher a lot of credit. You know, obviously he wanted to make vast improvement, as we all did. He really worked on the things that we talked about in the offseason, and he showed that. He was the guy that I expected him to be throughout the season.
You had a chance to look at Fletcher next to Tim Jernigan. Did you love what you saw there, Chris?
It was nice. Yeah. It was. You know, it gives us some balance. You know, obviously I feel like we have two guys that are capable of being not only stout in the run game, but guys who can really be, qualified pass rushers. So that was a plus for us.
And Vinny just kept coming and coming and coming. Great effort, as you said, the entire game.
Oh, Vinny was productive, man. He's one of those things that we focused on all season, doing your job and being complimentary, and he did that. So, like I said, we've got a lot to build on. Obviously, it's not the Super Bowl, but we feel good about week one.
It was very apparent that Kirk Cousins wanted to get the football out of his hands as quickly as possible. Alex Smith is one of those quarterbacks also who doesn't give you a chance to hit him. So what is the challenge? If you can't get to the quarterback, how else can you disrupt him?
Well, the biggest thing you got to be able to do is on first and second down is create some negative plays and now get those guys behind the chains a little bit. And when you get those opportunities, now you get a chance to go rush, pin your ears back a little bit. Routes got to get further up the field. So those are the things we got to do. And then, like you said, Alex does a tremendous job of throwing the ball on time and matriculating in it. So we've got a work cut out for us this week.
We kind of always focus, Chris, on the sack total. And I'd like you to talk about the performance against the run on Sunday, 64 yards rushing for the Washington Redskins. That was a tremendous effort. I know it's not just the defensive line, but it starts there.
Absolutely. Well, the biggest thing that you got to do week in and week out is be able to hammer people run game and make guys one-dimensional as possible. So we were able to do that. And then, like you said, it came from a bunch of different levels. Our linebackers did a tremendous job of creating knockback and getting over blocks. Our secondary tackled well when they had to tackle. So what it did allow us to get some third down situations, some long yardage situations, really become rushers.
So much of a key to this, Chris, is going to be the depth. And with Chris Long and Derek Barnett and Bo and Destiny, what kind of production did you get from that group?
Really good. You know, these guys, I don't like to use the term backups. You know, I think all of these
second
guys.
Second starters.
Yes, exactly. Okay. I believe these guys have the ability to be starters here or in this league. And so the standard is there's no drop off. And so if you can constantly generate that kind of effort and kind of pressure, it bodes well for us throughout the season.
So a 5-point lead, Eagles defense on the field. You're on the sideline. What's going through your mind at that time? You want the defense out there. You want to seal this thing up, win the game, go home happy.
Well, first of all, we want to finish, and we want to execute at a high level because in situations like that, you know, that's where it comes down to is the execution. Field position became critical. We were able to get some stops backed up, which now gave our offense a chance to play on a short field, which I think at the end that kind of capped the game for us.
Chris, keep it going.
Thank you.
Chris Wilson in studio, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson. Thanks for joining us.